everyone, and welcome to my podcast. And if you're new to my podcast, welcome. And if you're wondering who I am, well, my name is Sarah Mukorongo, also known as iMusic Criticism, and I make podcast episodes about Dream Records for now. See, what I'm trying to show is that there is more to music than just the beat. It's about the meaning behind the lyrics and lessons we can learn from it. So, if you're interested, you can follow my podcast. So yeah, let's get to it. So yeah, today I'll be talking about Forest Hills Drive live album by J. Cole. So yeah, my topic is Forest Hills Drive live album review. The album 2014 Forest Hills Drive has become one of the first albums to go platinum with no features. This led to J. Cole releasing the album Forest Hills Drive Live to celebrate his success. As stated by Dreamville Records, history turned into an album. Just in time for Cole's born day, Forest Hills Drive Live includes 13 tracks recorded live from Cole's sold-out show at Crown Coliseum in his hometown of Fayetteville, North Carolina. The show was also featured in his HBO documentary, Forest Hills Drive Homecoming. The album is special in the sense that it was recorded at his hometown, Fayetteville, North Carolina, and J. Cole performed on his birthday, January 28. As I have mentioned on my podcast episode about 2014 Forest Hills Drive, it's one of the best albums of all time. This is another reason why J. Cole released the live album Forest Hills Drive Live. J. Cole has stated that this album is a journey. I believe he was making reference to his personal life as a person and as a rapper. Wanna know how? Well, let's look at the track list. Yeah. So the track list includes intro, January 28th, Wet Dreams, Three Adolescents, A Tale of Two Cities, Fire Squad, Saint-Tropez, Intermission, which includes Lights Please, In the Morning, and Nobody's Perfect. Then there's GOMD, No Role Models, Hello, Apparently, and Love Yours. For example, the track January 28 is actually the date of his birthday. Moreover, this is a journey about his life as a person and as an artist, as it is shown in the lyrics.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce myself. I go by the name of J. Cole, Cole fucking World. And I'm from the Ville. A few months back, I dropped this album. It was called 2014 Forest Hills Drive and shit. I don't know how many people heard about that shit. They trying to say it was the first album in 25 years to go platinum without no fucking features and shit. They said that. I ain't say that. They said that. But since they said that, Faye and I, if it's cool with y'all, and only if it's cool with y'all, I'm trying to perform the whole fucking album for y'all tonight, and that's cool with you. Can I do that shit on some Ville shit? Okay then. On some Ville shit, okay then. But y'all know this whole album is a journey. From front to back, this whole shit is a journey. So So before we go too far in the fucking journey, I want to press rewind and take y'all to a time when I was just a young boy.
J. Cole not only introduces himself to the audience, but he also talks about 2014 Forest Hills Drive. It has become one of the best albums released by J. Cole, and he lets his audience know that he will not forget about his roots, and he appreciates everyone who supported him throughout his journey. J. Cole is considered to be the king in the rap game. This is shown in the track Fire Squad. J. Cole said on verse 1,
"Ain't no way around it no more. I am the greatest. Lot of niggas set on the throne. I am the latest. I am the bravest. Go toe to toe with the giants. I ain't afraid of you niggas. I'll end the fate of you niggas."
When he said, "I am the bravest, go toe-to-toe with the giants," I believe he's making reference to the time when he released an album called One Sinner, the same time as Kanye West released his album Yeezus. Cole going toe-to-toe with the giants in the rap game proved to be successful because One Sinner debuted at number 2 on the US Billboard 200. This is why Cole boasts about his success, which shows his journey as a rap artist as being successful. J. Cole's speech. Out of all the songs on the track list, Love Yours seems to stick out from the live album the most. This is because J. Cole gave a speech as it is shown.
I don't think y'all really understand how much this shit means to me, man. Y'all just, I'm back home and y'all just sat through my whole fucking entire album and shit. That's fucking crazy. Thank y'all for doing that shit, man. I've been planning this night for a long time, so this shit is crazy to see it like turn into reality and shit. And I appreciate y'all for sitting through this shit. I want to tell y'all some shit about this album. So when you leave here tonight, I know people been telling me niggas been playing the album like crazy, and I appreciate it, but when we leave here tonight, I want y'all to know what this album meant to me. So when you driving home and you playing it this week, next year, whenever, you gonna always remember what this shit was about. What I had to go out into the world and learn on my own. I'm coming here to tell y'all tonight, this is what this album is about. And I'm taking this message across the fucking world, I don't care. Here it go. When we young, and even when we old, the world is constantly pumping us with images and messages about what life is about, right? And what we need to make us happy. In the United States, we call it the American dream, right? But what does it always include? A lot of fucking money, a big ass house, a brand new car, a wife that's not even genetically fucking possible to have and shit. And bitches too. They tell us we need all that to be happy, right? So what ends up happening? The world is set up so that 99% of us can't live like that. But what do? We idolize the people that do live like that, right? We call them celebrities. We follow their lives. We go, oh man, it looks so perfect. I want to be living like them. And I'm coming here tonight to tell y'all I'm the same dude that was on the other side of the fence right here in this city, right down the fucking street, working at the fucking skating rink, daydreaming. Oh, y'all niggas love the skating rink. Daydreaming about this shit, like, man, I want to live like that. I want to have that, right? And then I went and got the shit. But I'm telling y'all this. I'm not saying that to stunt. I'm saying that to say this. When I got over there on that side of the fence and I started to look closer, I'm telling y'all, as not fuck J. Cole, I'm telling y'all as Jermaine, as I really started to take a closer look at all that shit we want and all of that shit we need that makes us happy, I started to see with my own eyes, like, wait a minute, that shit don't feel right. That shit feel weird. And I started to notice that all of that shit that they try to tell us is all bullshit and it's all wrong, and that's not what we need to make us happy. I had to go figure that shit out, right, on my own. And how do I know that? How do I know that? This is how I know that. It's a man right now in the world. He got millions of dollars. He got a billion fucking dollars, right? He got everything that we think we need to be happy. He got it. He got the money. He got the cars. He got a big ass crib, 3 or 4 of them bitches. He got the genetically impossible wife. And he got bitches. But yet, this dude is fucking miserable, right? He's empty inside, he's miserable. But you got a family that come from where we come from this city right here, worse conditions than where we come from. They couldn't afford a ticket to this show tonight if they fucking wanted one, right? But yet somehow, they got more happiness and joy in their lives right now than this man will ever fucking have in his life. How is that possible? How's that even possible? He got everything they told us we need to be happy, and he's miserable, and they ain't got shit, but they happy. What do they got that he don't got? What's that? That's that fucking Cumberland County public education system right there coming into play, goddammit.
The way I see it, Love Yours seems to be about the importance of loving yourself and that we shouldn't compare ourselves to others. Jacob puts emphasis on the issue that money does not equal to happiness. Right. Since this album is about his journey as a person and as an artist, let's look at the track Intermission. On the track, Cole takes everyone back to the time when he released Friday Night Lights and Cole Designer Story. For example, the tracks Lights Please and In the Morning are not only found on his mixtape Friday Night Lights, but also on his first album, Cole Designer Story. The track Nobody's Perfect is found on Cole Designer Story. The way I see it, the mixtape Friday Night Lights and Cole Designer Story seems to be very important to J. Cole. This is why he decided to share with his fans as a way of thanking them for supporting him throughout his journey as being a rap artist. So, Forest Hills Drive live album is the only live album released by J. Cole so far, and it's definitely an album worth listening to. The album was released on January 28, 2016. So yeah, this concludes my podcast, and thank you for listening, and yeah, enjoy your day.